The following program is sponsored by Scoop USA Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
We welcome you to this 8 to 9 a.m. broadcast hour right here on WWDBAM. I'm Thera Martin, and I'm so glad to be with you on this day, Wednesday, December the 6th of 2023. Now, from February of 2023 until last Wednesday, this hour was called the Allegheny West Radio Show, and it was sponsored by the Allegheny West Foundation. We want to thank Ron Hinton Jr., the president of the Allegheny West Foundation, for being such a visionary and for entrusting us to host this one-hour program for the last 10 months. It has been my honor. And for all transparency's sake, I work for the Allegheny West Foundation in my full-time life. And so it was just an honor to be able to come to WWDB and to host a program under the name of the Allegheny West Radio Show. Well, Allegheny West Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we largely operate on grants and donations from a few diehard supporters. Our funding for sponsoring radio programs at this point has run out. And so that's why you will not hear the Allegheny West Radio Show on WWDB again, unless we get some funders to step up. The good news is that since the Allegheny West Radio Show was under the Scoop Media USA umbrella, which is owned by one Cherie Darden, I am being allowed to continue to host a show in this 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. time slot until further notice. This show is part one of Inside Scoop. And then on Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 p.m., Cherie Darden will bring you part two of the Inside Scoop. The Inside Scoop has been on the air, I believe, about 3 years now here at WWDB. And the goal and the vision is to continue to grow the USA, the Scoop Media USA product. And so we've got the newspaper, we've got the YouTube channel, we've got the Scoop website, we've got the Scoop online newspaper, we've got the Scoop app, and yes, we have the Scoop radio program. So in saying so long for now to the Allegheny West radio show, we're able to add an additional part two, 2 days, if you will, of the Inside Scoop. So Cherie Darden, thank you for allowing me to continue carrying on and hosting in this time slot, 8 to 9 a.m. And again, to Ron Hinton, thank you, boss. Thank you for the 10 months that you sponsored the Allegheny West radio show right here at WWDB. It's all good, and we're going to keep moving forward. We want to keep informing and educating and bringing forth guests who have something to offer, some information to share, something to encourage or inspire. And one of the things that I'm very pleased to share with you is that Cherie Darden has said to me, you know, even though the program won't be called the Allegheny West radio show anymore that you host in the 8 to 9 a.m. hour, we want to still continue to have you do some of the kinds of programming that you were offering on that show. So that means we get to continue lifting up small business owners and shining the spotlight on them, not just business owners on North 22nd Street, but from various parts of the city. Because I still believe when one of us wins, we all win. And so I'm excited about that and being able to still spotlight small business owners, to be able to continue to bring on elected officials and other people who are doing positive work in our city to make things better. So that's what we're about, and that's what's happening. Now, as for the weather forecast today, I'm going to get to that in just a few moments. But right now, let me just tell you, it's 39 degrees outside right now. I'll take it. Tonight, it's going to be like around 26 degrees. And we do have a full weather forecast coming your way. We're going to be talking with a guest at just about 8:10 this morning, Mr. Lynn Bagley. He is an entrepreneur, and he's got a number of different products that he wants to tell us about this morning. He has products that are absolutely products that you want to know about. So we're going to wait and let Lynn Bagley, when he joins us on the phone line, tell us a bit of his story. And then I've got a couple of other business people lined up that we are hopeful will show up and talk about their businesses as we celebrate small businesses during the holiday season in particular, and encouraging everyday folks like you and I to spend some money with small businesses, support some small businesses. And definitely, we encourage you to support small African-American owned and operated businesses. So we will be doing some of that this morning as well. And we want you to know we've got a food giveaway happening today on North 22nd Street. It's December the 6th, and a food giveaway will happen starting at 10 o'clock this morning. We go until all the food is gone. Usually the food is gone before 1 p.m. Now, we do this food giveaway in conjunction with, it's the Allegheny West Foundation leading the way, New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, the Share Food Program, and Phil Abundance. We come together and we make this thing happen. At least twice a month. And we were doing it every single week. We were giving out food every week. Over the summer, there were some weeks where we gave away free food twice a week. But again, funds, it's the end of the year. Our funds are getting depleted. We just got a little left. And so for this last portion of the year, we've only been doing food giveaways twice a month. And I'm not happy with that. And I know my boss is really not happy with it either. He wants me to take care of people who are challenged, that live in the food deserts where we serve in this area, 19132, 19140. Not a lot of options and choices for healthy food in this area. And so that's what we try to bring to our community. And we do it through Blessings of Hope, through the Share Food Program, through Phil Abundance, and then the support of New Cortland. New Cortland, yay, three cheers for New Cortland, and then, of course, Allegheny West Foundation. So this is The Scoop, the Inside Scoop, part one, now coming your way on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m., and then you turn the page to Thursday, and you get the Inside Scoop, part two, with Sheree Darden, the publisher and the owner of The Scoop, USA Media. I'm glad to be here this morning. Glad to see all of you. Good morning to my producer, TJ. I called him just about 7:30 this morning. I said, TJ, guess what? I'm going to broadcast the show live on North 22nd Street. And that's exactly where I am. And that's what we are doing this morning. We've got back-to-back-to-back events or meetings that are happening today, all of them critical right in this area of the city. And I thought about it, really not till this morning. It came to me that it might just be a little easier on my life today to do a live broadcast from North 22nd Street as opposed to going to City Line Avenue to the location of WWDB, which is a fabulous studio. I love it there, and it's great to be there. But today, we're opting for our home-based studio, if you will, on North 22nd Street. I'm actually in my office right now at 2850 North 22nd Street. This is the Allegheny West Foundation Business and Community Resource Center, where I am located, and we're happy to be here Mondays through Fridays. This office is open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. On the other hours of the day, we're out meeting with business owners. Sometimes we're in trainings in Center City with the Commerce Department. We are busy, but 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., most days you can find us right here, and our number is posted outside on the door. If people want to reach us, I might be right down the street visiting a business owner a block away, and someone comes here to the office and no one answers the door, call me. The number is on the door. And I said, I'll be right there. I'm right down the street. And so that's how we do what we do. But we're glad to be with you this morning with this edition of Inside Scoop. I'm calling it Inside Scoop Part 1 because we come on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m. And then on Thursdays, Inside Scoop Part 2 with Sheree Darden, the publisher and owner of The Scoop USA Media. She does her show 12 noon until 1 p.m. All righty. So I'm looking forward to hearing from our first guest. He'll be joining us very shortly, Lynn Bagley. Does he have a story to tell? He'll tell it right here on WWDB on this morning. Meanwhile, I tell you, as we look at the news of the day, I hate to sound like I'm an emotional old lady, but I guess I'm an emotional old lady slash senior citizen. I had tears in my eyes last night as I watched the news. It just hurt my heart to see the news and what was happening. There is a renewed focus on shoplifters in Philadelphia in the wake of the deadly stabbing at Macy's in Center City. District Attorney Larry Krasner joined state and local representatives, including SEPTA and Philadelphia Police, a day after a man stopped for shoplifting hats, came back 13 minutes later and stabbed two Macy's security guards, killing 27-year-old Eric Harrison. Let me send my sincere condolences, my prayers, my thoughts to Eric Harrison's family. Sounds like this young man was on track and trying to do right in his life, holding down his job as a security guard at Macy's. Also, he had just started working at the U.S. Postal Service, trying to make some extra money. His dream and vision was to purchase his own home. And now he's gone, never made it home from work after encountering the shoplifter and dealing with the shoplifter. And now his life has been taken. His other colleague, who was a security guard also at Macy's, was injured during this same situation. But it appears that he is going to recover physically. My Lord, I think about all of the Macy's workers who were there, who witnessed it, even those who weren't there, but you're a Macy's worker. I'm supposed to come to work tomorrow at 12 noon. Oh my God. So yeah, last night as I was watching the news, I not only got teary-eyed, I went full-blown crying. I went full-blown crying for someone I don't even know, but was definitely impacted by the loss of his life. Now, the other security guard, 23-year-old Christian Mitchell, he was slashed while running to Harrison's aid. The suspect, 30-year-old Tyrone Tunnel, is now charged with murder and related offenses. Court records show the Tunnel has a history of mostly retail theft and drug-related cases in Philadelphia, Bucks County, Delaware, and Montgomery County. He's been busy. There was also an active warrant for his arrest in Delaware County. Tuesday, District Attorney Krasner defended his retail theft policy, which was instituted in 2018, that can leave some offenders with just a summary offense. He discussed a newly formed task force that will focus solely on retail theft. And I'm glad for it. We need to send a message to people who want to be shoplifters. We're not having it in the city of Philadelphia anymore. We're putting our foot down. And if you so choose to shoplift, you will pay the consequences for your actions. And I'm going back to thinking about the looting that took place on September the 26th, right here along North 22nd Street, where I work as the business corridor manager. We just did a follow-up story about what happened and the eight businesses on North 22nd Street out of 110 businesses, the eight that were looted back on September 26th of 2023. I mean, we still have some businesses that are recovering from when there was looting when George Floyd was murdered at the end of May of 2020. We still have businesses trying to recover from that. And now September the 26th and what happened with eight of our businesses and just the feeling of unsurety and uncertainty and what's going to happen next. So we want to continue to lift up our business owners on North 22nd Street throughout the city of Philadelphia and anywhere else that might be checking out this program online or on radio, WWDB 860 AM. We are talk radio. We just encourage you today to hang in there. Small business owners are the lifeblood of the American economy, whether you know it or not. And we need our small business owners and we need all of our businesses. I don't want to see the corporate businesses raided either. The Macy's stores and the JCPenney's of the world and the Walmarts and all of that. It's got to stop. And so Larry Krasner is saying he's putting his foot down. He's getting ready to do some more things. And the other lawmakers and officials and elected officials standing with him said, okay, enough of this shoplifting. We're going to deal with this. We're going to address it. Not going to be the same. Then we're not going to get a little slight tap on the hand. Things are getting ready to change in Philadelphia. The time right now, I'm looking at my clock. It says it's 8:13 and I'm a little late talking about the news story of the day that had me in tears last night. But I'm so glad that Lynn Bagley is on the line, ready to talk with us, to join us right now. He is an extraordinary businessman and entrepreneur. We welcome you, Lynn.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to have you in the mix this morning. Now, so let's reintroduce you to our listening audience. This is not your first time on the show, but the last time it was a really quick one. We didn't really talk that long, and I'll only keep you as long as you can take for today, because I know you're always busy, Mr. Businessman, entrepreneur. You've got your fingers in several pies, and that's a good thing. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, as the old ladies used to say. So tell our listening audience about the products that you want to promote today and give us the name of the products, Lynn.
Okay, so the products I'm here to speak about today is my eco-friendly all-natural cleaning products. Our flagship product called Lemon Blast, it's at the forefront of eco-friendly cleaning. It's all-natural cleaning cleaner and degreaser. perfect for tackling tough stains while being gentle on the planet and safe around kids and pets. Lemon Blast stands out due to its effective natural formulation and delightful lemon scent. It's ideal for various environments, including homes, schools, and food handling areas. Following the success of Lemon Blast, we also developed a range of all-natural cleaners. This includes a glass and window cleaner, which we have titled Crystal Clear, for a streak-free finish, and a pine-scented bathroom and kitchen cleaner, also designed with safety and environmental responsibility at their core.
Well, now, let me just go back for a second to Lemon Blast. I am in love with Lemon Blast. I use Lemon Blast every day. I have two pets, a cat and a dog, a small dog and small cat. But boy, are they a pain in the neck. And every day when I come home from work, I find little things that they've knocked this over, knocked that over, or maybe had a little accident, ladybug. And what do I reach for immediately? Paper towel and my Lemon Blast, and it's working. You would never know I have pets in my house. And I think that's a large part due to the wonderful scent of Lemon Blast. But you wouldn't know I have pets in my house. Anytime I see a little accident or you know, a little blurb, and I clean it up right away, and there's no problem. But I would, if there was a rating for 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, I would have to give Lemon Blast a 10++.
Thank you. I love that product. Thank you. I'm glad you like it. I really appreciate it.
And so then you have Crystal Clear, which is what you said, a glass window cleaner.
Glass and window cleaner, yep.
Okay. And all of your products are eco-friendly, all natural products. How did you come to get in a business like this? I mean, were you a biologist, a biology major, or what? Chemist, what?
No, actually, I am an inventor in my spare time. I was done high school math in the 10th grade, which enabled me to take some other classes, calculus, chemistry. I like mixing things. But what led me to this was I had a contract for janitorial and maintenance for a partial behavioral health school here in Philadelphia. And the kids are already at a disadvantage. It wouldn't help to, you know, bring in these extra harsh chemicals and clean up around them. So, you know, I sat down and started working with some different things, some all natural products, and I formulated my own product that actually works. It's
that's so exciting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's not dangerous for them. You know, like I said, they already have a problem. They're already, you know, mentally handicapped or, you know, slow or developing. So we don't want to put any more roadblocks in their way.
Okay, so you have eco-friendly, all-natural products. You've talked to us about the Lemon Blast cleaning product. You've talked to us about the Crystal Clear glass and window cleaner. And you mentioned another product. I didn't write that one down.
Oh, the pine-scented bathroom and kitchen cleaner.
Pine-scented, and I love that smell.
We're currently working on an all-natural liquid floor wax. As you know, the floor waxes nowadays have harsh chemicals and stuff in them. And this is stuff we walk on every day. It chips up, turns into dust, and we breathe it in. So I'm working with some all-natural ingredients to, you know, help ease that.
Lynn, how do you get to the level where you are? I mean, when I first met you, I met you through your father, and you were talking about your products. You didn't have them with you. Then the next time I saw you at a community meeting, you came and you had a bag, and you handed me the Lemon Blast cleaner, and you handed me a couple of other of your products. And what blew me away, I guess, most of all, was that they were so professionally packaged. Like, I don't know what I was expecting, but what I got was professionally packaged like any other product that I would go to a supermarket or some other kind of a store to buy cleaning products and what have you. Professionally done, a strong presentation, as it should be, because that's how you get people to take you seriously. So I'm guessing next I'll see you on Shark Tank so they can give you some funding to blow up to the next level.
That would be ideal. And to get it to the level of professionalism, I got to I private branded my actual industrial cleaner degreaser that I sell. It's called Orange Blast. And through the private branding process, I learned how to, you know, get my label templates and all my packaging and stuff together. And from there, I was able to implement that and, you know, bringing my own products to the market.
Now, this doesn't sound like a mom and pop operation that you're doing in your kitchen or in your basement or in your garage. Have you found yourself at the level where you've had to rent a small warehouse or a small building somewhere to keep things going and to grow what you're doing?
Well, actually, I'm still out of the shed in the rear of my house, and now I'm actually looking for donations to expand. If anybody want to support, you know, they can donate to the Cash App at $ThanksChamp35. it
Say
would be
it
much
again.
Appreciated. $ThanksChamp35. It would be much
You're saying
appreciated.
Banks like a bank? Banks Camp?
No, thanks. GHANKSCHAMP 35.
Okay. Got it. I want you to text that to me as soon as you get a second, too. I want to make sure I have it right as I repeat it out here to the universe. You are listening to The Inside Scoop, Part 1, a radio program here at WWDBAM. Folks had been used to listening to the Allegheny West radio show in this time slot, 8 to 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. We started doing the show back in February of this year. Here. And our last show for the Allegheny West radio program was last Wednesday. We ran out of funding. So life goes on. Life goes on. But you see, I'm still standing, still on the air doing this show today. And that is because of the graciousness of one Sheree Darden, the publisher and owner of the Scoop USA Media. And she has grown her media a conglomerate to include radio programs, of which the Allegheny West radio show was under the umbrella of the Scoop USA Media. So now the Allegheny West radio show has been postponed due to us not having any more funding to sponsor the show. We're still on the air through the graciousness and the support of Sheree Darden. And so we're now calling this time slot on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m., the Inside Scoop Part 1. Sheree Darden does Inside Scoop Part 2 on Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Our very special guest with us right now on the air is Mr. Lynn Bagley, and he is a proud owner of eco-friendly all-natural products. He is an inventor in his other life. That's what he is. And he is very serious about it and got to thinking about what could he do? What products could he create that could be safe and eco-friendly for all of us to use in our homes, in our place of businesses, or wherever we are. And so I am glad that you are introducing us today to Lemon Blast, to Orange Blast, to Crystal Clear, and to pine-scented bathroom and kitchen cleaner. Woo! I think I got it all in. Now you have some other products you want to tell us about today?
I have pain management products, creams, body butters, sprays. They're all topical products. They help. They help. Those will be available very soon on my website. Right now, they would have to contact me for those, and I'll give you my contact information to share.
Okay. Please do.
And also, on another note, when we spoke last time, we were speaking about the Black Boots Initiative. That has not been forgotten. I actually put together a program that we are waiting to see if we're going to get funding for. We sent a grant request to Senator Street's office, just waiting on a response. It's the 100 Doors and Windows program. Our goal is to install at least 100 doors and windows, depending on the available finances and the success of the project. We aim to make a significant impact on the community, enhancing security and ensuring better energy efficiency, ultimately saving on energy costs.
Okay, so now for this program, let me inform our listening audience. So we were talking about the eco-friendly all-natural products that have been created by Mr. Lynn Bagley. He is an inventor in his other life, and that is what he has done. He's got some great products. They are professionally packaged, and they work. I have not used all of them, but I have fallen in love with Lemon Blast, I love me some Lemon Blast. And I bet you once I try all the other products, I'm going to be able to give the same testimony about them. But the other thing that Mr. Lynn Bagley does is that he has a nonprofit organization. And the nonprofit is called Boots on the Ground.
Foundational Fundamentals.
Say it again.
Foundational Fundamentals.
Okay. And through that organization, you came up with this really great idea on a way to lift up the community in the low income areas of a targeted area of North Philadelphia, where you used to live, where you grew up, where you were raised, where much of your family still lives. You're looking at surveying that community, and where you're seeing houses where there are doors that look like they're not holding no heat in. They're about to fall off the hinges and things like that. Those are the houses that you would target?
Yes, yes. We're definitely going through and looking at those houses, and we'll be coming to different community meetings and making information available for those who feel that they could use the services.
That sounds like a very worthy effort. I can remember living in Germantown, where I lived for 22 years on Earlham Terrace. And my house needed a lot of work. Definitely needed new windows. The air was just coming. In the wintertime, you could just watch the curtains blow a little bit because the air was coming in. Mm-hmm. And my kitchen door was an awful old kitchen door, old wood door that had cracks clear through where you could see daylight, through the cracks and stuff like that. And my kitchen, I used to dread to go down to the kitchen every morning in the wintertime, because you know it was cold until you turn the stove on and get things going, right? Get things warmed up.
Oh, yeah.
But I finally decided to invest in a new door for the kitchen. It made all the difference in the world. And so I am sharing that story right now on the radio so that people understand who might be living in a condition like I was, where you have a door, whether it's the front door of the house or the back door, the basement door, whatever, and it's old and needs to be replaced. You might be looking out for this brother, Mr. Lynn Bagley, to come through with his program. And we're prayerful that the elected officials that you're meeting with see the value in what you are aiming to do and will give you the funding to get started.
That would be great. We already reached out to Home Depot and Lowe's, and their corporate office directed us to the local locations to talk to the actual store managers for charitable mm-hmm. donations of materials and supplies. So, you know, we're already one step on our way there. We're just waiting
for the
district's office to make, you know, a decision on whether they're going to fund the project or not. So if people are interested, please have them call Senator Street's office, and, you know, request that they provide some funding for this 100 Doors and Windows program.
Sounds so good. Well, now, phone number where people can be in touch with you about your eco-friendly, all-natural products, and also if they can reach out to you about your new initiative to do doors and windows for low-income families in the heart of North Philadelphia who really need some help.
Yeah, I can be reached at 267-340-7831. Again, that's 267-340-7831. A text message works best. I respond almost immediately. And for the initiative, you can go to the website, www.bagleyenterprises.net, and go to the industries tab and go down to Foundational Fundamentals at the bottom, and it'll tell you about the Black Boots and the Black Boots initiative, and it'll have updates on the 100 Doors and Windows program on there by this afternoon. But the Black Boots initiative is what we initially conversed about, and we're still building that. We're definitely still building that. That's not something we're going to just put to the side. But, you know, like everything else, it needs time and it needs finances to build.
Now, the pain management products that you spoke of briefly, can those be accessed through your website also? Is there a separate website for the pain management products or what?
They can text me, and we can go through that via text.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Inside Scoop Part 1. And the phone number where folks can reach Lynn Bagley is 267-340-7831. That's 267-340-7831 to learn about his eco-friendly all-natural cleaning products, to learn about his pain management products, and to learn about his nonprofit, where they're getting ready to make a world of difference for low-income people in North Philadelphia specifically, who need to get a replacement door or window. Lynn Bagley's getting ready to come to the rescue. Thank you, Lynn, for joining me this morning. I appreciate you and your father so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to the people.
Right now, you take care and have a wonderful day ahead. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
This is the Inside Scoop Part 1 here at WWDBAM Talk 860. I'm Thera Martin, your host. Glad to be with you today. And we do have a couple of other news stories we wanted to get to. We've got a full weather forecast we wanted to share with you as well. 39 degrees the last time I checked the weather forecast tonight. Weather forecasters are predicting the temperature is going to dip down to about 26 degrees. And this morning, I saw a few snow flurries. And then, as I was driving along, I heard tap, tap, tap on my glass, on my windows. Uh-oh, that's not just snow. A little bit of sleet mixed in with that. But not to worry, not to worry. We're not going to have no craziness, not today. But we will have that forecast. We're going to look at it in a few moments. Right now, TJ is getting ready to play several important commercial announcements for you. Amongst them, you'll hear about the shopping for North 22nd Street. And we'll be back. Stay with us right here at WWDBAM.
The holiday season is upon us, and now is the time when many people start shopping for gifts for their loved ones and close friends. We encourage you to come and shop in the neighborhood along the North 22nd Street Business Corridor. We have a number of fabulous women's clothing boutiques and accessory stores, including Festique Boutique at 3147 North 22nd Street, Lorraine's Upscale On Sale Boutique at 2827 North 22nd Street, Zara's World, 2922 North 22nd Street, and a number of other wonderful women's specialty shops. For holiday celebrations, you want the best meat in town? Come to Dave's Meats at 2831 North 22nd Street. For the best seafood in town, come to Pacific Fish and Seafood, 2918 North 22nd Street. For watches, fancy clocks, jewelry, small speakers, and household products, check out Rainbow Electronics at 2861 North 22nd Street. There's a little something for everyone along the North 22nd Street Business Corridor, stretching from 22nd and West Lehigh down to 22nd and West Allegheny. We have 15 beauty salons or barbershops. We have at least 10 restaurants, a hardware store, the famous Denise's Bakery, Eric Holt Optical with an optician on site, Dr. M. Malik Dentist, and at 2001 West Lehigh, we've got the Black Doctors Consortium Medical Center on the grounds of Deliverance Evangelistic Church. We've got it going on along the North 22nd Street Business Corridor and throughout the area. Come spend some money with small business owners this holiday season.
Do you have a community interest story? Tell us about it, and it may be featured in our next Scoop USA article or radio show. Whether it's a personal talent or a community service endeavor, we want to know. Contact us at scoopusamedia.com with your information, and a Scoop USA team member will respond to your inquiry. We are a community that builds from the ground up, and we thank you for being part of our foundation. Scoop USA, Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz. Jerry Reed,
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
And we're back. Glad to be with you. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday. It's December the 6th, 2023. Life has changes. It has twists, it has turns, and it's all good. You know why I say it's good? We woke up this morning, right? We're here. We're still amongst the land of the living. Now, in this time slot, normally you would hear the program, the Allegheny West Radio Show, 8 to 9 a.m. We started in February of this year. Our last show was last Wednesday. We ran out of funds, and this is a program that is a sponsored show. So if you don't have the funds, then the program has to be canceled. So Allegheny West Radio Show is no more at this time. But because I am under the umbrella of the Scoop USA Media, with one Sheree Darden as the publisher and owner of Scoop USA Media, she said, you know what? We want to keep this time slot going at WWDB 8 to 9 a.m. So on Wednesday mornings now, rather than you hear me say, this is the Allegheny West Radio Show, you will hear me say, this is the Inside Scoop Part 1. And Inside Scoop Part 2 comes your way on Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 p.m. with one Sheree Darden as the host. And we are thankful and grateful and excited about what is to come. We're excited about the future of Philadelphia and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and our great nation. We've got a lot of work to do, folks. We got to roll up our sleeves and get busy in America. There's so much that needs to be fixed. There's so much that needs to be changed. But we are determined. We are determined that if we stay focused, we can make things better in Philadelphia, in our Commonwealth, in our nation, and even have some impact in making things better around the world. I have a full weather forecast coming your way. I'm looking forward to talking with Rochelle Savage next. She is the proud owner of Michelet Hair Salon and Boutique on North 22nd Street. She should be joining us on the Newsmaker line in just a moment or two, and my producer will let me know when she's there. Rochelle Savage, the owner of Michelet Hair Salon and Boutique, Ladies Boutique on North 22nd Street. We're in the business of lifting up small business owners citywide, not just North 22nd Street. We want people to know about the great small businesses that are in this town, and we will continue to do that while we have the opportunity to host a show here at WWDB. We want you to know about these small business owners. And in fact, City Councilwoman at Large Catherine Gilmore Richardson, she introduced a piece of a resolution about a week ago indicating that every Friday will be Small Black Business Friday across the city of Philadelphia in an effort to support small Black businesses in particular. So throughout the holiday season, through the month of December, every Friday is being considered Small Black Business Friday, and folks are being encouraged to spend some money with small Black-owned businesses, and I'm encouraging folks to spend some money with small businesses, period. We want to see small businesses being supported, just like you get the big stores of the world and at the malls and all that. Don't forget about your North 22nd streets of the world. I am so excited and so happy. Rochelle Savage is joining me right now on the Newsmaker line, and she is a proud owner of a business on North 22nd Street called Michelet's. Good morning to you, Rochelle.
Good morning. Thanks for having
me. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I can hardly hear you. We got to pipe up your volume.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'm good. How are you?
I wanted people to know about Michelet on North 22nd Street. I want you to tell our listening audience how long Michelet has been there. Give the address and give the hours when you are in operation.
Okay. Well, Michelet's has been established since 2001, to be exact. I am a hair salon in the a female's boutique as well. I carry all different items from hair to accessories, handbags, shoes, you name it, I have it. But my hours of operation for the holiday season, I am open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 6, and then Fridays and Saturdays, I'm open about 11 to 7, and that'll be my hours for the holiday season.
Now, what inspired you? What motivated you to go into the cosmetology business and then into ladies' fashions? That's that you got a plate full.
Well, I was a student at Dobbins when I was in high school, and I've been a fan of hair since I was a little kid, as long as I can remember. I always enjoyed playing in my friends' hair, my parents, doll babies, mm-hmm. whoever would let me just put a brush and comb to their hair, I was there. But I can remember doing hair in my mom's kitchen, you know, before I even got to high school. But I always had a passion for it. It was always something that I wanted to do. I always wanted to do it. So, you know, once I got older, I got better. I went to Dobbins, actually. I went to a vocational school. I decided then that was going to be my career path. But then when I got in 10th grade, I started working in a hair salon, and then I had a few women that kind of took me under their wing, and they trained mm-hmm. me, and they made me be, you know, pretty much who I am. And then I decided to open up my salon. I've been working in the salon forever, but I wanted to have my own salon, so my goal was to get a salon. I actually purchased my salon from Allegheny West, to be exact. They sold me the property. I bought it in 2001, and I've been rolling ever since.
Now, see, I didn't know that piece of the history. Yeah. That is so very special. Yeah. But I also didn't realize that you were a proud graduate of Dobbins High School. I love Dobbins High School. You would think I went to Dobbins. It is so special to me, and I'm always cheering on the students of Dobbins mm-hmm. High School, and we want to see them succeed and do well. And just a week or so ago, I spotlighted on another program the coach of the Dobbins boys basketball team, because they're having some struggles with finances to get the young boys to be able to travel and go to tournaments and participate in things like that. And so we brought him on the air. But yeah, Dobbins is like that's my other favorite subject. North 22nd Street and then Dobbins.
Oh, that's really nice.
So now, have you been able to mentor some of the students from Dobbins who are in the cosmetology program over the years that you've been in existence?
Unfortunately, that's the only thing that I have not been able to do. I've done any and everything in that salon. I've mentored students. I've had summer camp with my girls. I've done so many things, but getting to Dobbins was the only thing. That's on my to-do list. That's the only thing I haven't gotten around to doing, but no. But yes, I would like to, but I just haven't been able to do it yet.
They're going to love you. When you get to that, they're going to love you, because the young ladies at Dobbins, they love the cosmetology program as well as some of the young men at Dobbins and the barbering program, but also fashion. They're having a fashion show coming up. I was looking at the sign out in front of Dobbins. They've got an electronic sign sitting out there, and they're promoting a fashion show that's coming up. I don't remember the date off the top of my head, but I know those young ladies love fashion, so they would love to meet you.
Nice. I'm gonna try to see how I can get involved. I'm gonna see.
Yes. Now give me the hours of your operation again, because the holiday season is here. We want our people in Philadelphia, residents of Philadelphia, to know that they don't have to just go to the malls to get fabulous gifts and presents for people that they love, and Kwanzaa's right here and all of that. They can come to North 22nd Street, give your address, tell the times that you are open again, and if you have a website or anything on social media that you want people to look at, tell it now.
Okay. All righty. So my address is 2840 North 22nd Street. I'm between Somerset and Cambria on North 22nd. My hours of operation are Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Fridays mm-hmm. and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Those are my hours.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you so much.
I apologize. I have an IG too. Michelle A's Hair and Chutique.
Say that again.
Michelle A's Hair _ Chutique.
Okay. Can you stand like 2 more minutes with me?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, two more minutes. All right, so I want to ask you about, now where do you find, because you know I've been in your store, and when I'm not in your store, I'm looking in your window, and you got all these wonderful products. I'm not talking about the fashion stuff. Like, where do you find these unique, special pieces? Because I don't see your pieces in any of the other boutiques on North 22nd Street. Everybody seems to have their own niche and their own kind of special products. So where do you go?
Well, I have, you know, a couple of vendors that I've been shopping with for years. I get a lot of things from them. A lot of my vendors are in California. They're not local, so, you know, I order a lot of things and I have them shipped in and put them in the store. So I just have a lot of different vendors. I like to explore, you know, different little things.
Yes, yes. And so make your commercial right now. Do your pitch, do your commercial to get people to come shop and get Christmas presents at Michelet's.
Okay, hi everybody. Come check Michelle's out. I have all the pretty, beautiful I have gifts, I have trinkets, I have, you know, last minute items, whatever you need, I have it. And if I don't have it, I can get it for you. So it's not a problem. Come check me out. I'm located 2840 North 22nd Street. I'm open Monday through Saturday. Come check me out. I'll make you happy.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. This was crazy. I got you at the last second. You said, yes, I appreciate you, sis. I owe you one, but I sincerely want to promote and talk about these outstanding businesses we have on North 22nd Street. I keep telling people, you don't have to go all the way to the mall to get something. Come to North 22nd Street and make sure you come to 2840 North 22nd Street to Miss Chalet's. You get your hair done there. You can get some beautiful accessories and boutique items, a lot of ladies' fashions right there. 2840 North 22nd Street at Miss Chalet's. Thank you for joining me, Rochelle. Have a wonderful day ahead.
You too.
Make a lot of money this holiday season. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, we got Michelet's in there. We've shined the spotlight on Michelet's. Sometimes things happen because it's supposed to happen at the last minute. Right, TJ? I know that's right. I'm looking at the clock right now. It is 8:46 in the morning, and I would really like to try to pull off something special, and that would mean getting from here at 2850, now I gotta know my address, 2850 North 22nd Street down to the 3100 block. I don't think I could pull that one off that fast, so maybe another time, but I wish I could. I want to show you what it's like outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center. That's where we're giving away free food today, and they are getting started. I tell you, when I went by at 7 this morning, there was already a line of people that had started to form. People came out with their chairs, like there's chairs with wheels on them, not wheelchairs, but there's like little chairs that are temporary chairs you can set up when you're waiting for the bus and all that. People are set and ready to go. They said, oh, we're coming to get this free food today. We've got chickens and we've got fresh vegetables and we've got fresh fruits. And then we've got items such as rice and spaghetti and spaghetti sauce and all kinds of other products in between. It's free. It's all free. You don't have to show ID to get it. We do ask you to fill out a small, short, brief form. And the only reason we ask for folks to fill out that form is so that we have some proof that we gave away food to who we gave the food away to. You know, when you're a nonprofit organization, it's important to have reporting systems in place so that when you get grants and people are assisting you, even with private donations, It's important to be able to show your donors, hey, look, this is what we did. This is how many people we fed in the first quarter of 2023. This is how many people we fed in 2024. And so that's why we ask for folks to fill out a very brief, short form, and no ID is required. And bring your own grocery bags, your shopping carts, your boxes. Usually we let you take as much as you want of vegetables and fruits. Not so much on the meat. On the meat, usually we'll give one or two pieces of meat, one chicken and one ham or one pork roast and one chicken. But on the vegetables and fruits, you can go for what you know. And that is so good. And I'm just so thankful of the opportunity to continue to be able to work for the Allegheny West Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in the heart of North Philadelphia. I am appreciative to be a writer for the Scoop USA newspaper. Been writing for the Scoop for over 40 years. And I was there when the original owner and founder, Sonny Driver, was kicking it and doing his thing with the Scoop. And when he passed away and they transitioned, Sheree Darden, who had already been working for the Scoop for over 20 years herself, she purchased the paper and she is now the rightful publisher and owner. And I am super proud, super, super proud of Sheree Darden. Let me just take a moment to share a couple of other news stories that have been making the headlines over the last 24 hours or so. As we look at the clock, it is 8:49 in the morning, and you're listening to the Inside Scoop Part 1 on this Wednesday, December the 6th. The head of the FBI came out with an unsettling warning last night about the threat of terror in the United States. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress saying that he has never seen so many elevated threats all at the same time and said it hasn't been this bad since the days before 9/11. The war in Israel and the October 7th attack that sparked it are spurring an unprecedented number of online posts urging terrorist attacks in America. Wray, who took over as director in 2017, said that what made the current climate unique is that so many of the threats are all elevated at the same time. Wray urged Congress to renew Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which allows the U.S. government to collect without a warrant the communications of targeted foreigners outside the United States. Law enforcement and intelligence officials see the program as vital to combating terror attacks, cyber intrusions, espionage, and other foreign threats. I tell you, doesn't sound good this morning. And the House will hold a formal vote to authorize the ongoing Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Speaker Mike Johnson announced yesterday. Johnson said the House is at an inflection point and accused the White House of stonewalling the investigation, which was launched by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy back in September. They're refusing to turn over key witnesses to allow them to testify as they've been subpoenaed, Johnson claimed of the Biden administration. They're refusing to turn over thousands of documents for the National Archives. The House has no choice if it's going to follow its constitutional responsibility to formally adopt an impeachment inquiry on the floor so that when the subpoenas are challenged in court, we'll be at the apex of our constitutional authority. Now, White House spokesperson Ian Sams, in a memo last week, refuted claims that the White House is obstructing the inquiry. Sams said House Republicans have had access to 35,000 pages of financial records, 36 hours of witness interviews, and more. Johnson made clear the vote, which he and other GOP leaders said will be held next week, is not a vote to impeach President Biden, but one that will allow lawmakers to continue on pace with the inquiry. There we go. I tell you. And that all-important weather forecast for the Philadelphia tri-state area today. Well, we're going to have some clouds today. We're going to get some sun. A stray rain or snow shower is possible. High of 53 degrees today. And then tomorrow, clouds, some sun, as Sheree Darden heads to WWDB to host the Inside Scoop Part 2. We might have a rain shower or some snow possible. High of 43 on tomorrow. And then on Friday, partly sunny, turning milder with a high of 54 degrees. And then Saturday, are we going to show off and go to a high of 57 degrees? We'll have sun and clouds, mild day, but a high of almost 60. And then on Sunday, cloudy with rain developing. There could even be a thunderstorm around. A high on Sunday, 59 degrees. Holding steady right now, 40 degrees along City Avenue, 39 degrees along North 22nd Street. And you know what? We are thankful and grateful for another opportunity to join you on the air at WWDB. I want to encourage people who do not purchase the regular subscription for the Scoop USA newspaper, you ought to do it. You really ought to do it. The best thing in my world is having the Scoop newspaper delivered to my door. And, you know, I appreciate going to different locations and you see the Scoop, and it makes me proud because I've been a part of the Scoop family for 45 years, something like that. I've lost track of how many years, but over 40 some years as a columnist for the Scoop USA newspaper, right? And for many, many years, I never got a subscription because I was always at the Scoop, dropping off my articles or going in to see Mr. Sonny and all of that. And then as years passed and technology got better and better, it's like, you don't have to go to the paper anymore. You can just email your articles, right? And so that's what we were doing. But I absolutely love the Scoop. It is a joy. And I love writing for the Scoop. And it's so easy when you have it delivered. And so I enjoy getting my newspaper delivered to my door at my home every week. It is wonderful. But you can certainly get the Scoop online. There is a fee for that. You can get the Scoop app on your phone. I've got the Scoop app on my phone. Yep, I paid for it because it was worth it to me to have the Scoop app on my phone. And the Scoop newspapers is something you want to read every week. We print once a week normally. We print once a week. It comes, it hits the street on Mondays. And then we have an online edition of the Scoop fresh every week, a new online edition of the Scoop. Then we have the Scoop newspaper on our website. And then, of course, we have the Scoop Media with Inside Scoop radio program now twice a week on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m., Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Theora Martin hosting on the Wednesday show, Sheree Darden hosting on the Thursday show. We got it going on with Scoop USA Media. Yes, we do. I want to thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, December 6th edition of The Scoop. We're broadcasting live from North 22nd Street. I'm actually inside my office. This is the Allegheny West Foundation Business and Community Resource Office at 2850 North 22nd Street. I'm going to sign off from here and skedaddle down the street to the 3100 block of North 22nd Street, where we have a food giveaway happening today, starting in a matter of moments. We have fresh food, we have fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, we've got chickens and some other meat to give away as well. They say they start at 10 a.m., but they actually started early today because there's such a line forming already. And we're in that time of year and season when money is tight for a lot of people. And Allegheny West Foundation wants to make sure that people do not go hungry in our community. Everybody have a good day ahead. Remember that life is fragile. Handle it with prayer. The food giveaway is at 3101 North 22nd Street outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center. We're going to start now, and we're going to go to all the food runs out. Keep listening to the great programming right here at WWDB. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.